And by the way, I'm not going to go out there and post or anything. I have the text message screenshot of me and Perk, me saying, hey, Perk, I really would love for you to be there, man. This is going to be awesome. But I think you should reach out to Joe and just apologize. Just give him like a, hey, man, you've done a great job. I'm really sorry. And he, like, took that and he's making it like this. So I think it's a massive distraction from him to say, yeah, I called Joe Mazzulla a terrible name. I called him an idiot. And you can criticize what a coach does. You can criticize what a player does. Like, the general rule is don't call people stupid. And then don't go down that road. And because of that, and I don't know if he feels bad about it or he thinks that people are going to believe him, that he's now making this about me. It's not about me. This is not about me. And if anybody actually thinks this is about me, I feel bad for you.
I listened to this whole interview yesterday, Keith. Yeah, same. They did a good job. Arcand and Hart, WEEI Afternoons, every day at 2 here on WEEI. They did a good job. They played the Perk audio for Scal.
Yeah. Right. So you can't do the, oh, I didn't hear it, even though you obviously heard it.
But it also, I think, so there's that. Yeah. I think it also fired Scal up a little bit.
A little bit. Poked him a little bit.
Like that line about having to put his uniform back on to go take pictures with everybody, I think got under Scal's...
I mean, that's an insane line. That's almost like a, you can't come back from this line.
Yeah,
that was almost a kill shot.
I'm not,
in the beef game, there's something called kill shots. That was kind of a kill shot.
Yeah, Scal attempted to come back. I'm not sure he did, but he attempted it.
And listen, Scal every Wednesday here on WEEI, everybody enjoys that. But he... I feel like Perk won this one. I feel like Perk, I know you have text messages, but you're not going to show them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Also,
yo, who phone? Who this?
Also, when you say, like, you crossed a line by saying he's stupid.
He said he called him an idiot, which is not true. He didn't call him an idiot.
He did his lame line about the bird flying backwards.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a line to cross? Like, we talk every day.
We
talk about people all the time.
You put a brain in the bird, it would fly backwards.
If I just straight up said, you're stupid,
yeah.
Would you be like, oh my God, you just crossed the line?
No.
Not at all.
No.
I think if you want to play this game, like, talking about somebody else's kids is probably the only real, and maybe wife if they're not like a public figure. Like, other than that, like, everything else is kind of fair game. It's not the worst thing in the world. But like, if a coach does something stupid, you're like, oh, that guy's stupid. It's not the end of the world. It's not like, oh, those are fighting words. It's like, give me a break. In fact, Joe Mazzulla is the one that's like, hey, do you want to like get together and like have him like talk about this? And Perk's like, yes, I do. But then meanwhile, it's like this feud between Perk and Scal is kind of funny.
Yeah. So if Scal, and again, this is just to paraphrase what went down yesterday, but if Scal is like texting you, he's like, hey, man, just reach out to Joe and apologize. I wouldn't do that either.
I'd be like, okay.
For what? Like, yeah, right.
For being on TV,
I'll talk to him.
And like trying to be entertaining.
If he wants to talk, I'll talk to him and he can say his piece and I'll say mine. I'm not going to text him out of the blue and be like, hey, remember that thing I said 6 months ago that I don't even think was that offensive?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm sorry.
Why does Scal have to be the middleman on this?
I don't know. And so
kind of inserts himself in there.
I'd be curious. Scal said he's not going to post the text, but he did read some of them. You know, yeah. Love you, Scal, and Buntu, or whatever he claims Perk texted him. And so,
Buntu,
you know, Buntu. Maybe.
We'll always have the duck boats.
So,
and oh, wait, not in 2024 because you weren't invited.
I also think Scal is being disingenuous about people thinking it's about Scal. It's not. No one thinks it's about you, Scal. No one thinks you were in control of who was being led on the duck boats. You're just the one who let the cat out of the bag that the team hates Perk. No one thinks you made that call.
Right.
No one honestly believes that. So that's just like this straw man from Scal. Like, oh, like I'm in charge of the duck. Yeah. I'm like the duck boat bouncer. Yeah. No one thinks that.
You know what's amazing?
We just think you let the cat out of the bag about how the team, Joe Mazzulla, and some of the players really feel, which I think is an interesting insight into the team's mindset. That's all.
So you have the 2008 Ubuntu team, as you mentioned, and they had this great chemistry. And then a couple years later, I was going to say, these two hate each other. You had Ray Allen for years with Garnett and Pierce all hated each other. Yeah. It's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, I don't. Ray and Rondo did not get along whatsoever.
I don't believe they did. No, no, they did not. You got Big Baby Davis doing whatever he's doing. There was a lot going on that team. Maybe in hindsight, we have to give Doc Rivers more credit than I would say not. Kept those guys together for one year.
If anything, that man gets an inordinate amount of credit
I know.
For a really, really, really talented team. Like, how do you win with that team? How do you win with Garnett and Pierce and Ray Allen? No, the question is, how didn't they win more?
Is it Twitch chat talking to us? Would you say this to Scal? What, that he lost the argument with Perk? Yes, I would say that I would say that to Scal.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever heard.
I wouldn't call him stupid because I don't want to, you know, cross a line.
I don't know if you ever heard Jones and Mego. I did plenty of arguing with Scal. Yeah. Plenty of getting yelled at and plenty of arguing back with Scal.
No, that's fine. I mean, from what we've heard, Perk and then this, so far, again, hard to come back from the line that Perk had. If you're Scal and you want to win this, you probably do have to post the tweets
or the
text.
I just think when Scal says, I'm in charge of the duck boats. No, you're not in charge of the duck boats. The team doesn't like Perk. Why? And what does that say about the team? Maybe nothing. I mean, obviously, they're super talented and they're good enough to win a championship, so like I don't think it's going to preclude them from winning. They're still a little soft. The team's still a little soft.
Yeah.
It may not matter at the end of the day. They might win three championships in a row, keep raising banners, and they already won last year, but they're just a little soft, and this is evidence of that.
I don't think it has anything to do with Missoula, though. I really don't think Missoula cares.
Well, the Missoula comment is the one that keeps coming up, so obviously on some
you
level,
think Missoula cares?
Or do the players care on Missoula's behalf?
Yes, I think there's more of that. So like, or that I think people in the organization care more than
that. Comment me. Gets referenced so much by Perk, and I think it's not, he didn't call him an idiot. That's not what he said.
No.
So.
No, but you know what I'm saying?
Maybe it's not Missoula. Maybe it's just the players being territorial about Missoula.
Yes,
maybe.
I think there's that. And maybe even front office people or people that would be involved in who actually is invited to these things or not. I think they might say, like, we're going to step in for the coach. Whereas Missoula's probably like, I mean, he would have some crazy quote that he would say. And if he actually wants to talk to Perk, I think he'd rather just do that than have everybody else do it for him.
Yeah.
So
that's apparently what Missoula did.
What a weird thing. Yeah,
according to Perk.
Yeah.
According to Perk. So, like, look, maybe Perk's laying it on a little thick or he's being disingenuous.
There
I don't know.
Could be a stretching of the truth.
Right. But according to Perk, Missoula wants to break bread in Houston or wherever.
That?
And so good.
Have a nice meal of food.
We can all get past it. Is this the final chapter of Scal v. Perk? I don't think Perk's
unlikely. Perk
I don't think
does
Perk's
like a
taking that
podcast.
I don't think Perk's taking that lion down.
No, that's
something
true.
Tells me we'll get another installment.
Uh huh.